In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the fifth and final Mishnah from the fourth parak of Masechta Mikvah. Then we'll begin the fifth parak. The Mishnah begins. Ashoket Shebesela. So we've discussed the Shoket once before, back in Masechta Par. And if you recall, it was a hollowed out stone, a bit like a trough. It was right next to a spring in which some of the spring water would fill. And it was used to feed animals. Animals would drink from it. So Mishnah says, Ashoket Shebesela. Ein mamelim hemena. So it's important to understand what we're talking about in the first part of the Mishnah is a shoket that was actually carved out of the stone. Therefore, it's not defined as a kli. And so what the Mishnah is saying is if you can't use the water in that as to draw water, it's not considered drawn water for mechatat. If you recall, mechatat, this back in Masechta Parah, is a part of the purification process of someone who is tamemet. They would take the ashes of the paradama from this red heifer, and they would place the ashes on drawn spring water. So it has to be drawn with a kli. So it's the water that is in this shoket is not considered drawn for mechatat. Similar in mekachimba, meaning you can't simply take the mechatat, the ashes, and place it on the water that collects in this shoket. Similarly, v'ed mazin emena, if you've taken ashes and placed it and prepared this mechatat, you can't take water from it and use it to purify someone who's tamemet. Importantly, this is even if the mechatat was prepared in a proper kli and then poured into the shoket, you still wouldn't be able to take the water from there to purify individuals because, again, you require a kli for all these three processes, for drawing the water, for preparing the water, and the water that's going to be used for mechatat, for purifying a person, has to come out of a kli. And then it adds, v'ein tzarichat samid patil, meaning if this shoket is found in Ohel HaMet, it doesn't need to be sealed tight. Ohel HaMet means in the same room or same covering as a corpse. You don't need to have it sealed tight to protect the contents from becoming tameh. A covering would suffice, much like we've learned a bor and dut, like a well, that has the same law. However, eino poselat mikvah, meaning water that runs into that, megishamin, that water that runs into this shoket, since it's not defined as a kli, that water is valid to be used for mikvah water. However, haitar kli, what if that hot stone was actually formed and carved and as a detached piece of rock and then cemented down? We say, so haitar kli v'chibra b'sid, then it's still defined as a kli. So then memalimba, makachimba, or mazimba, so the three processes of mechatat, you can fill water with it, you can pour the ashes on the water that's in this shoket, or you can even take water that's pre-prepared mechatat that's poured into it and used to purify an individual. So since it's defined as a kli, it sounds like we have a kli for those three processes. And then for tzrichat samid patil, if it's found in Ohel HaMet, it would have to be sealed tight to protect the contents from becoming tameh. Ohel HaMet, once again, a corpse that's found in the same covering that would normally make everything underneath that covering tameh. Or poselat ha-mikvah, the water inside the shoket is considered drawn water, and therefore it's not valid to be used in mechatat. Nikva milamata. What happened if you perforate, put a hole at the bottom of this kli, of this shoket, or minatzar, or from the side, ve'enu chalakabet mayim poshu, such that it cannot contain any water? In that situation, it's kshera. Then, since you've perforated in such a manner that it's no longer defined as a kli, therefore, since it's not usable, it's no longer defined as a kli, because any water will just run out of it. Therefore, it's not defined as a vessel, and the water, if it happens to be passing through it, would be valid as mikvah water. Then the Mishnah asks, kama iye benekev. Now, that point is, what the Mishnah is asking here is discussed in depth, again, in Kati's extension, because it's a debated point. Because we've just said that really a nekev koshuhu, or it sounds like a small perforation, is enough to define this shoket as not a kli. However, it seems to be made perhaps related to one or two points. So either it is the hole we're discussing, how big does it have to be that it's no longer defined as a kli anymore? First understanding is kushfo feret hanod, that it has to be the size of that tubing that will go into this water flask, which I think we've explained before. It's like if you imagine a circle that is a diameter of which is the width of one's index finger and middle finger side by side. However, some people say this actually relates to another law, and that is relates to what the Mishnah continues, and that says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera Masa b'shoket Yehu. There's a shoket known as Shoket Yehu that was in Yerushalayim. Vaitan nekuvaka shuferet anod, and it was perforated like that with a hole that size of a shuferet anod. According to the Batanur, this means you had a small shoket next to an existing mikveh. So the idea here is we're learning the laws of mikvot side by side. Now, since it had a hole that thickness, or that of that diameter, then it combines that shoket with the mikveh itself. And despite the fact the shoket itself wasn't arba'im se'ah, wasn't 40 se'ah on its own, meaning on its own it wasn't a kosher mikveh, that hole connected it to an existing mikveh and was considered, and therefore part of the mikveh, so people could immerse kelim, make them tahor. So Mishnah says, "Vayu kol ha'torot shirushalayim nasur agaba," that they used to immerse all kelim to make them tahor, and then engage in tahor truma and kochim and the like based on that immersion in that shoket. However, shachu beit shamay ufatachua, that what happened, beit shamay came along and they broke it even more because they felt that that hole wasn't sufficiently large to make him considered like one mikvah. Rather, it had to be shebeit shamay omrim achi pachet ruba, because it had to be majority broken, a small neck and wasn't considered sufficient. So therefore, they broke it more in order for them to be combined. Let's now learn the first Mishnah in the fifth parak. Mishnah says, Ma'ayan shivir al gabei shoket. So we're dealing, once again, with this shoket that's a kli, water that runs over the shoket, so into the shoket and out, or over the shoket. But we're dealing with spring water. So, but once it goes into the shoket, so it goes into this trough, or this stone trough, then that water will be considered drawn water. Therefore, it's pasul. So despite the fact it fills it up and comes out the other end, it's considered drawn water, and that would be invalid water to use as a mikveh. However, hevira al gabei safa koshuhu. What happens if this spring is a lot of water coming out of it, and it's going, it's not just running into the shoket and out, but also running along the sides of it? In that situation, we say the main that's outside of it, the main that's now past the shoket, will be considered tahor. It will be considered valid water. Shamay matan bekoshuhu. Why? Because that small bit of spring water that didn't actually go into the shoket but ran along the side of it, that's not considered valid water, it's not considered drawn water, and that small amount is able to metaher, to make valid the water that actually went in and out of the shoket. Mishnah then continues, Heviru, what if the spring water went into a brecha, like a pool? Avehifsika, and then the mayan ceased. Now we say, Harehu kemikveh, then that water that's collected there is considered mikveh water. Now we've discussed previously the difference between spring water and mikveh water, me mayan or me mikveh. So now it has to be still, it has to be at least 40 seah to matar an individual, unlike spring water that's matar even while it's flowing, even it doesn't have to have it, there's no minimum amount for it to be like someone tahor. Then the Mishnah says, so the way I've explained it is it's assumed that this mikveh is empty and it's just filled up with spring water. Once it's ceased, it's considered mikveh water. That's there are a lot of opinions. You can see Kati's extension for more detail. However, the Mishnah continues, Hasar of him shukha, what if the spring comes alive again and the water starts running into this brecha once again? We say it's still pasul azamin lematzorim lakadish behem mechatat. Then the water would still not be considered spring water, meaning it would not be suitable to matahar those individuals that require spring water, like we've discussed in the past. A zav, individual has a number of abnormal emissions, or a matzora, someone who had sarat, or to use that water for mechata purposes, in order to prepare that water to purify an individual who was tamemet. So that water would not be defined as spring water. Just because a little bit of spring water ran into the brecha, doesn't automatically turn into spring water, ad shietzu ha-mayim ha-rishonim, until a sufficient amount of water has run through it, such that the water, the mayim rishonim, has now been washed out. And that is the Mishnah today.